Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and it's time for our weekly fantasy spin segment. So, of course, we bring in our man Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com, and Bo Wolf, and the two of them will debate and discuss the latest goings-on in the fantasy world. And we'll start with this Eagles-Cowboys matchup, and we'll discuss the quarterback position. Michael Vick, Tony Romo, who of the two do you think can excel in this game on Sunday?
Well, Chris, unfortunately, at this point, I have got to go with Tony Romo. I just don't see how the Eagle offensive line and offense in general is going to match up against a scheme-heavy Rob Ryan defense. I think Rob Ryan is going to blitz a lot. And as we saw against the Saints this past week, Steve Spagnuolo blitzed a lot, and the Eagles really had no answer. So for fantasy purposes, I think I got to trust Tony Romo more.
The case here for Vic that I'll make is that he still gives you value with the legs. And we've seen from Michael Vick that as bad as this offensive line is playing and as bad as this Eagles team has played over the last four games, Vic is still a warrior. He's getting up after every hit, and he's getting hit hard, but he still is willing to fight for every yard, and I think he still gives you some value with his legs in terms of Rob Ryan bringing the blitz. Maybe Vic gets a couple big plays that way.
Hey, two of Vic's best games in 2011 came against this Rob Ryan team. It's obviously much better than it was a year ago. Let's do our buy or sell segment, and we're going to start in Washington with Robert Griffin III. Took the league by storm early in the season, struggled of late, and you start heading to the end of your fantasy season and get ready for a playoff run. Is this a guy that you're going to buy or sell? Bo, you start us off.
Well, I mean, I think if you have Robert Griffin, you're playing him every week still, and I'm a buyer in that sense. I think that what we've seen the last couple of weeks is going to bounce back. I still think he gives you the value with the legs as well, and I do think that Robert Griffin will be good throughout the rest of the season.
I will say this, though. If you're in a situation where you've been holding on to Robert Griffin III and you've had a completely viable second quarterback or even a guy that you drafted as your first quarterback, it might be the ideal time to sell on Robert Griffin III. Get something of value at a position of need, because at this point in the season, if you have too many good players on your team, you're just hurting yourself with empty points on your bench.
All right, you think of the Detroit Lions, you think of Matthew Stafford, you think of Megatron, but last week it was Mecole Dashaun coming through with three rushing touchdowns. Is he a guy that might fortify that rushing tech for the Lions like they hoped, or is it a one-week wonder? Buy or sell Mecole Dashaun? Joe, you start us off.
Well, I'm going to buy Mecole Dashaun. I'm not buying him to score three touchdowns every week, but I'm buying him as somebody that I think the Lions absolutely need in their offense. Matthew Stafford was really struggling up until a couple of weeks ago. He's starting to pull it together, and I think Mecole Dashaun in that run game, I think that's going to be one of the major factors that's going to help Matthew Stafford maintain consistency to the end of the season.
At the same time, if you can dupe somebody into giving you good value for Mecole Dashaun, I think that's the way to go. Three touchdowns against a putrid Jaguars defense. The Lions are the only team in the league that hasn't had a run over 20 yards this year. Lashore is not an explosive guy. I think he's reliable as a guy who's going to get the carries, but not somebody who's going to win you games week in and week out.
All right, we're going to go north to Green Bay and look at Aaron Rodgers, who's caught fire in recent weeks, and pretty much the main guy who's been the beneficiary of that is Randall Cobb. Of course, you have Greg James injured. Jordy Nelson's been hampered by injuries as well. Randall Cobb, expected to be the return specialist, has been a do-it-all weapon for the Packers. Do you buy or sell Randall Cobb? Can he keep the hot streak going? Bo, you start us off.
I've been buying Randall Cobb all year long. Before the season started, I thought he was going to be a nice sleeper. He's outperformed my expectations there. We didn't expect Greg Jennings to get hurt. But if you're in a future league, a keeper league, I would buy Randall Cobb as a future wide receiver one. I think paired with Aaron Rodgers, he's a stud for years to come.
You know, we like to be kind of contrarian sometimes on this program, but there is no way I could be contrarian with Bo here. You have to buy Randall Cobb. The Packers are using him pretty much exactly like the Vikings use Percy Harvin, as both a running back, receiver, a matchup nightmare out of the backfield and in the slot. This guy does it all, and he's pretty much not a guy who can be defended when he's coming out of the backfield. So Randall Cobb with Aaron Rodgers, even when Rodgers is a little shaky like he was last week, he's a guy who can get it done. Randall Cobb, absolutely a buy. I think he's a number one fantasy receiver right now.
All right, gentlemen, every team in the league has played eight games in this 2012 season, and as good as you guys are at fantasy, there's probably a guy or two that you've been wrong about during the course of the season. Who is the one player that you've been the most wrong about? Joe, you start us off here.
Well, I'm going to say David Wilson, the running back from the Giants, and by extension, Ahmad Bradshaw. Now, some of my concerns about Bradshaw have kind of come true. He's been banged up. He's missed practice time. But overall, he's been a productive player. And David Wilson, a guy the Giants drafted in the first round to maybe provide some juice to that backfield, He just has not been able to get on the field, whether it be fumbles, pass protection issues, drop passes. This guy has just not been able to get on the field. He was a guy that I was loving in like the 7th or 8th round in drafts, and he has contributed absolutely nothing this year. So David Wilson, my biggest miss, I would think, so far this year.
If we're talking, you know, guys who didn't get injured, who are sort of in the role that you expected them to be in, I was wrong about Jimmy Graham a little bit. I thought Jimmy Graham was going to be an absolute stud this year, a late first round, early second round pick who would really help carry you week in and week out. And I think I probably underestimated that Drew Brees is going to spread the ball around. And Jimmy Graham, I still think, is a nice buy, not low, but buy target for the second half of the season. We saw what he did against the Eagles last week. But I thought Jimmy Graham was going to be an absolute beast week in and week out.
Jimmy Graham is still one of the most productive tight ends in all of the National Football League. But that's going to do it for our weekly Fantasy Spin segment. We'll be back with more right here on Eagles Nightly.